This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated CG Semi's state-of-the-art outsourced semiconductor assembly and test OSAT plant in Sanand, Gujarat. The event was attended by Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, along with global tech leaders. Addressing a large gathering, Prime Minister Modi emphasized that this development is the next step in India's massive electronics revolution, which has already established the country as the world's second largest mobile phone manufacturer. He stated that the CG Semi OSAT facility in Sanand will not only strengthen the domestic chip manufacturing ecosystem, but also boost technological self-reliance and elevate India's position in the global semiconductor value chain.
आज का ये कार्यक्रम इस बात का प्रमाण है कि भारत जो ठान लेता है वो करके दिखाता है। पांच साल पहले भारत ने संकल्प लिया था कि देश को सेमी कंडक्टर हब बनाएंगे। हम डिजाइन इन इंडिया, मेक इन इंडिया के मंत्र को लेकर आगे बढ़े और आज देश के तीसरे सेमीकंडक्टर प्लांट में भी चीप पैकेजिंग का कमर्शियल प्रोडक्शन शुरू हो रहा है।
Addressing on the occasion, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw announced that India will have 5 operational semiconductor plants by the end of 2026. Highlighting the rapid progress of the sector, the minister noted that the Sanand facility transitioned from its groundbreaking ceremony to commercial production in just 27 months. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 1,05,000 crore rupees in Rajasthan, marking a major push to infrastructure, energy, transport and employment generation in the state. During his day-long visit, the Prime Minister inaugurated the new terminal building at Jodhpur Airport. Thereafter, he dedicated the country's most modern greenfield refinery cum petrochemical complex to the nation in Pachpadra in Balotra district. A greenfield refinery is an industrial processing plant built from scratch on undeveloped clean land. The monsoon session of the parliament will commence on 20th of this month. It will continue till 13th of August. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today informed that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the monsoon session of parliament from 20th of July. Industry experts have said that ethanol blending program has not been introduced overnight but has been implemented through a measured step-by-step and scientifically driven process. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, former chairman and managing director of Engineers India Limited, Vartika Shukla said that ethanol blending program was placed in the public domain for structured discussions and stakeholder consultations in 2018. She added that the initiative is backed by scientific evidence, extensive testing by automobile manufacturers, the Automotive Research Association of India and the Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers. Heavy rainfall continued to lash several parts of Maharashtra today, disrupting normal life and keeping authorities on high alert. The downpour has affected the Konkan region, including Mumbai and its suburbs, Thane, Raigad and Palghar, as well as eastern Maharashtra districts, including Gondia and Bhandara, besides parts of Dhule, Nashik and Pune. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall across these regions until 6th of July and warned of the possibility of flash floods along the Konkan coast and in parts of central Maharashtra. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said citizens in vulnerable areas have been receiving weather alerts every 3 hours since Friday and urged them to plan their travel accordingly. He said the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, State Disaster Response Force, SDRF, and disaster management teams are on alert and closely monitoring the situation. In men's cricket, India won the toss and elected to bat first against hosts England in the second T20 international of the 5-match series. India were 133 for 3 in 13.4 overs at Old Trafford in Manchester when reports last came in. For India, 15-year-old batting prodigy Vaibhav Suryavanshi created history by becoming the youngest player to make his international debut for the country. And that's the end of this news bulletin.